All right, what's going on? Welcome back to the Insight with Irv Show. So, man, where do we even start this episode? Because I get a lot of questions from people when they ask me about building a personal brand. What does that look like? How much money do I have to spend? How long does it take is usually, you know, the other question that it normally leads to. But when it comes to building your personal brand, there really are some pieces in there that I think are crucial, not even talking about dollar amount. It's because today I want to show you pretty much the free way, because it really is free when it comes to building your personal brand to an extent. And obviously from that, you have your marketing dollars, you have your ads, you have your cost per lead once you start getting a store. And then if you want to maybe branch on, then you want to start collaborating, you want to find out how much that influencer, let's say, charges to have them on the show, right? Yada, yada. But when it comes to building your personal brand, in my opinion, there's really, I would say, three, maybe four pieces that at least I want to cover here in this episode today of the importance of the structure of how you want to do it, whether you want to go about it if you are a photographer, or if maybe you are a makeup artist, or maybe you want to reverse engineer it the other way where you eventually want to have a clothing brand, but you want to have your face that kind of drives in the traffic. We see that all the time, especially with celebrities. That's why you'll see these big, you'll see these no matter how big a company is, i.e. Nike, i.e. Tommy Hilfiger, Vans, whatever the company is, you'll always see them reach out to celebrities, because celebrity is the epitome of what a personal brand is. That's why they reach out to the Kim K's of the world. That's why Kanye West has been able to do so good, regardless of how obnoxious he may seem to other people. To myself, I think he's brilliant, you know, if I can just be honest with you. But to some people, he can seem obnoxious. But that's part number one of when it comes to building your personal brand, and that's this. You never want to compromise the views for your view. Or rather, let me say that the other way. You never, when it comes to building your personal brand, and when you're starting to build your personal brand, you never want to compromise your view for the views. In my opinion, there's no worse place to be than you're getting a ton of views, but you hate everything that you're standing for, because in my opinion, that's the easiest way that you can actually end up falling. And in addition to that, when you are, especially when you're starting out, and let's say you're on YouTube, or you're on TikTok, you're on Instagram, and you're trying to find your voice, right? We've all been there where you're trying to find you're trying to find a clip, or you're trying to find a space, or you're trying to maybe have a video pop off for you. And then you have this moment where you have a video that takes off, and then you are gonna try to recreate it. So let's say you go semi-viral, whatever that looks like for you. That can be 10,000 if you're happy with that. That can be 100,000, that could be 1 million, that could be 10 million views, whatever that looks like for you. You have a video that pops off, and then you're always trying to recreate how that video was structured. And there's a time and a place for that, but if you're always relying off of that specific piece of content to pop off for you, then you're gonna end up falling. You're gonna end up falling in this place of a lack of creativity, and I know what that feels like, because I've been there before. Where you'll get into a niche, and yes, you'll try to get as much as you can out of the niche. There's nothing wrong with that, especially if you want to be well known in that niche. But there comes a time where you kind of like, you're all the way to the left on the scale, where yes, you're kind of just going through the motions, and there's really no innovation that's happening. And this is how, by the way, this is how big companies end up going under, because you'll have a little guy, or you'll have a group of little guys, they come together, they come out of the woodwork with something that is just completely rebuilt the entire system, or at least completely rebuilt what we can call the wheel, right? They completely rebuilt the wheel, and then they come in and it kind of shocks everyone at first with the things that they're saying, how they're doing it, the way that they're structured. And then all of a sudden you see companies like Blockbuster going out, all of a sudden you see companies like Circus City going out, because one person decided to say, you know what, I am going to change the way that actually looks. So what does this, or how does this relate to when you're building your personal brand, and when you're sacrificing your view for the views? You're drying yourself up, and you're really closing yourself off from the number one thing that differentiates you from your competitors, and that's your POV. We also know that as a perspective. Your perspective, whether it's wrong to someone else, could be right to hundreds of thousands, if not millions. Right now, you could be in a space where you're shutting yourself off from really speaking your mind, from really putting your brand where you want it to be, whatever space that is. Maybe it's a certain way that you do art. Maybe there's a certain way that you sing. Maybe it's if you're into maybe some type of financial concept, maybe you believe in credit cards and using them a certain way, but there's maybe some financial gurus out there that you don't want to offend that specific audience because you hope that that audience watches your content as well. And so you're focusing on, let's say 200,000 audiences or 200,000 subscribers, more so of our viewers, you're focusing on the 200,000 and you're losing out on the 2 million that possibly agree with what you actually have to say and that are actually going to ride with your message. So it's all about shifting that perspective of, okay, I maybe have to go through some growing pains here. No one's gonna watch my content at first. No one's gonna listen to what I have to say at first. But when you say consistent, people start to be like, okay, this guy or this gal, they're not going anywhere. They're here to stay. Which brings us into our second point here. You want to make sure that you build it slowly. And when you're building your content slowly, and when you're building out your personal brand slowly, you're going to start to realize what works and what doesn't work, right? So if you're writing this down, you're going to want to have, you know, take out a sheet of paper, draw a line down the middle. On the left, what works? On the right, what doesn't work? Take a look at all the posts that you've recently had. What's been getting me the most engagement? Now, I know this sounds contradictory to what I just said, but listen, hear me out. What makes or what's been working for me and what hasn't been working for me? Now, on the left, let's say on things that have not been working for me, is that something that you want to be known for? So again, if right now you're talking about fitness, but you want people to know that you love dogs, you run a shelter, you have, let's say, a not-for-profit company, or you have, or your other passion is really baking. You want to find out, okay, is this something that right now is on the left side of the scale, and I want to bring it over on the right side of things that are performing well? My recommendation for you is that since you're building it slowly, it is going to take some time for that audience to get accustomed to it. I always like to use myself as an example because I always use myself as an example in case studies. I think it's really one of the best ways, at least, that I've been able to learn. If you started following me this same time last year, and I really am curious, if you're watching this on YouTube, let me know down in the comments. If you are listening to the podcast, just think, how long have I actually been listening to this guy? If you started following me the same time last year, mid-April right now, maybe the beginning of April, then you possibly heard that I was doing stimulus content. Maybe that's how you came across my channel, right? I started covering stimulus content. But then what ended up happening is as some of the stimulus news started dying off, well, guess what? I'm not gonna keep beating a dead horse, right? It's already dead, and I'm not the type of person that just wants to drag an audience through the rocks of getting updates. One, they've already received their money, and two, there's other things that I think we can cover that's going to help out people just as much as getting a stimulus check, if I can just be honest with you, i.e. investing, i.e. getting your credit right, i.e. creating different side hustles, creating different streams of income. So I say that to say this. If, let's say, you're building your personal brand, understand, you probably heard that because it's thundering right now outside of the studio, but if you are building your personal brand, understand that it's going to take time, and what people find you for initially might not be the same reason that they end up deciding to stay with you. If you started talking about a certain piece of let's say topic, or if you started talking about makeup, or you started talking about fitness, and somehow along your journey you ended up transitioning and now you started talking about relationships, and you started talking about your journey of overcoming abuse, whatever that looks like for you, and now you run a multiple six-figure company out of your basement, and now you have 5 employees, those people may stay with you for the journey, but guess what's going to end up happening since you stay true to yourself and you stay the course? You're going to build an audience that actually wants to rock with you because they like and trust you, not just because the information that they want to hear for that second, just because you're happy because you're getting the clicks and the views. So that's the second thing. Here's the third thing. Get diversified. Now, I know that sounds contradictory to what most gurus out there will tell you. By the way, I don't even consider myself a guru. I just consider myself somebody who's always testing things on themselves. This is why I can speak from what works and what doesn't work, because I've done it myself. One thing that I've noticed is you could think that you are in a place when you're building your personal brand that I have it all figured out and this is what people want to see. And yes, yes, there's some truth to that. And you want to keep the content that if you enjoy it and your people enjoy it that are watching you, you want to keep that on there. But you could also be, again, missing out on building multiple pillars of your reach. So think of it as casting a larger net. For me, it's going to be, I like talking about finances, but I also like fitness. I like fitness, but I also like talking about mindset and mentality. I like mindset and mentality, but I also, let's say, enjoy talking about food. I've already talked enough about food as much as I should. But it really kind of leads back to the fitness part, which I possibly should start cutting out on some foods. But you see what I mean? I give that example because now I've tapped into two, three different, genres of audiences that would now hear a message that you have to bring. So now they say, whoa, I never knew that this guy liked, let's say, wearing hoodies all the time. I love rocking hoodies. And now you start having that personal connection with your audience because you decided to diversify. Now, I'm not saying to go all the way on the opposite side of the spectrum where now no one really knows what you're known for, right? You want to at least have some kind of shell and a substance and then build from there. So think of it kind of like a circle and you kind of have like the spokes, either if you're thinking of rims on a car, you have the spokes, or if maybe you're thinking about the sun, kind of like if you were to ask a five-year-old, draw a sun for me, they'll draw the circle, they'll draw the little triangles around the right. Think of the circle, that's you, and then think of the little triangles around the sun. I should have had my whiteboard for this part, but you're probably listening on a podcast anyways. And then think of the triangles kind of as little pieces of content that you want to be known for and what you want your message to come across as well. And then the last thing that I really, really, really want to bring home the point with is this. And if there's anything in this episode that you capture, I really want you to pay attention to this next part right here. When you are building your personal brand, and this is just my opinion, you can structure this however you want. There is something called brand equity. This is the fourth one. There's something called brand equity. Think of equity if we're using, let's say, a financial term in real estate. If you move into a $100,000 home, just to make math super easy, I'm not trying to think too much today with the finances, right? If you are moving into a $100,000 home, you have a 10% down payment on it. You automatically come in with $10,000 worth of equity. That's the 10% of the $100,000. I want you to remember this piece right here because when you're starting to build your brand and people are starting to get to know you, if you start trying to sell too soon and you start to monetize your audience a little too soon, you're taking equity out of what you are building. Meaning, think of every piece of content, every person that you help, every person that shares your post, every person that comments on it, every person that messages you. Those are little deposits that are being made into your brand equity. And you're building up almost like the savings account. And you're growing it and you're growing it and you're growing it. But what ends up happening is that sometimes we get so excited that people are following us, people are sharing our material, people are, you know, letting their friends know that they shared our post, and all of a sudden you're scrolling through social media and you see someone either reshared it, remixed it if you're on Reels. I don't even know why they call it the remix. Just call it what TikTok calls it. But you are scrolling through stories and you see that someone shared your post and you get excited, right? And then you start to have people ask you, hey, how much do you charge for a consultation? Or hey, how much do you charge for this? Or hey, how much do you charge for that? I didn't start monetizing my audience possibly until the beginning of this year. And even then, if you watch my content, I don't consider myself to be a salesman in my content. Because here's what ends up happening. If you try to sell too early, you start to withdraw from the equity that you're building. There's an exchange that's gonna happen whether you know it or not. If you sell to your audience too soon, then that, let's say that $10,000 that you had saved up, it's going to start coming down. So yes, you're making money on the front end, but keep in mind what you could be losing on the back end. Your audience might see you as, yes, this person is looking to help, but they come with the price. Now, this isn't to say that you don't want to obviously earn a living, or you're not just earning a brand or building a brand because you want to do charity work. Obviously, there's things that come with building a brand. But if you are ultimately looking to build a powerful brand that doesn't feel like it's salesy and you have to run these commercials. So think of it like this. How many commercials do you see on the daily from DirecTV selling their packages? How many commercials do you see from Nike giving you their discounts on their sale. We're running a 35% off at Nike. The odds of that are possibly zero, and here's why. One's built a brand off of reputation, the other's built a brand off of discounts. Two completely different models, because they're both profitable businesses, but you have to find out which one do you want to be a part of. Are you looking to build a brand where people come to you, or are you looking to build a brand where you have to go out and find people? And that, my friend, is how you ultimately end up really building a strong personal brand once you identify the four pieces that I gave you in this video. I should probably do a part two to this, but this is definitely a good starting point when you are starting out. So if you found value in this podcast, and if you haven't done so already, make sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to give us a 5-star review. It does help us out if you're listening over on Apple, if you're listening over on Spotify as well. It does put us in a good position to reach more people here on this platform. And if you are over on YouTube, make sure to hit the subscribe button down below. Join the Insight with Irv show. We are dropping episodes each and every single week. Once again, I appreciate you guys tuning in with me. Until next time, everyone, I will catch you in the next episode.